You're listening to SBS News.
With a growing number of coronavirus infections and daily deaths in the 500s, France's President Emmanuel Macron addressed the nation, stating what had to be done.
Quelle est donc aujourd'hui la bonne stratégie à retenir?
What was the best strategy to follow? Lock down the elderly, the most vulnerable. Test, alert, protect, increase the bed capacity. None of this is sufficient in the current situation. We need to take it further. I've decided that as of Friday we need to go back to the lockdown that stopped the virus.
Vendredi, le confinement qui a stoppé le virus.
All France's restaurants, bars and non-essential businesses have been ordered to shut for 1 month, starting Friday local time. People have been instructed to work remotely wherever possible, but factories, farms and construction sites can continue working. Unlike in March and April, this time nursing homes will remain open to visitors when possible. Cemeteries will be able to hold in-person funerals and schools will stay open.
D'abord, nos enfants...
Our children cannot be sustainably deprived of face-to-face education in the school system. There are too many consequences, too much damage, especially for the less privileged. Nurseries, primary schools, middle schools and high schools will stay open with reinforced health measures.
This intensive care unit in the southern French city of Arles now has more COVID-19 patients than during the country's first wave. It's scrambling to create new ICU beds to accommodate the sick. Similar scenes are playing out across France. The hospital's head of ICU, Karim Debat, says wards are better prepared this time around, both with protective equipment and more knowledge about how coronavirus works. But he's reliant on the same staff as in the European spring, and he worries they could burn out.
We're walking a tightrope, and unfortunately I don't think we will be getting outside help since all of the regions are affected and each hospital is going to hold onto their staff.
Germany is imposing a four-week-long lockdown that includes the closure of restaurants, gyms and theatres to reverse a spike in coronavirus cases there. It will take effect on Monday and last until the end of November. Chancellor Angela Merkel says the measures are tough and will be a burden.
Spending time outside together is only allowed for a total of two households, effective from November 2 up to a maximum of 10 people, and always only from two households.
In Berlin, hospitality and entertainment workers took to the streets to voice their opposition. Singer Campino of the German cult band Die Toten Hosen called for financial support for the embattled industries from the government.
We are talking about more than 1 million jobs and livelihoods which, since March, have had to live as if they were banned from working or operate without any profit because of the restrictions. How does it feel to be banned from working, virtually overnight since March, and not a cent has fallen into your wallet since then? Warm words are of little help here.
European Union leaders aim to make progress on common testing and vaccination strategies during a video conference later. Leaders want to step up coordination in fighting the pandemic and also avoid divisions, which dogged the 27-nation bloc at the beginning of the pandemic when countries vied with each other to buy scarce medical equipment. In Russia, over 16,000 new infections were registered yesterday. Despite the sharp spike in new cases, Russian authorities have ruled out a second national lockdown or shutting down businesses. The government's allocated $180 million more to the regions to support their efforts tackling the pandemic. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the money must be allocated immediately.
The money to help the regions must go toward transporting those in need, purchasing personal protective equipment, improving facilities, and testing. It must go directly toward fighting the COVID infection and toward these goals, and not on any others.
Meanwhile, South Africa's president, Cyril Ramaphosa, has gone into quarantine after coming into contact with a dinner guest who's tested positive for COVID-19. His spokesman says the president isn't showing any symptoms and is working at home. To another president, and Donald Trump has again spoken of his personal experience with coronavirus. Speaking at a campaign rally in Arizona, he said he felt like a superhero after receiving an experimental antiviral cocktail.
I woke up the next morning and I felt like Superman. I wanted to rip my shirt off, just like Clark Kent. Anybody ever hear of Clark Kent? Just like the legendary Clark Kent.
His opponent's running mate, Kamala Harris, has slammed Mr. Trump for not being forthright with the American people in his depiction of the COVID-19 pandemic.
The American people were lied to by the President of the United States. And let's be clear about something. The President of the United States is also the Commander-in-Chief, who has then as his highest responsibility to concern himself with the health and safety of the American people. And on that count, Donald Trump failed. He failed us.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.